Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine expected today with a high of 82. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, 52. 81 tomorrow. Temps a bit above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for storms Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Parents and education officials across the state of Kansas say they are growing in concern when it comes to bond issues that continue to fail across the state. The latest one coming out of the Goddard School District earlier this week, where that one ended up failing, joining other school districts, including Wichita, Mulvane, and Ness City. As according to the Kansas Department of Education, they say that roughly statewide 60% of school bonds end up passing. However, some of the larger school bonds between the Wichita Master Plan and the latest at Goddard School District bond say it is causing issues with the future of the school district, with more students coming into the area at a very rapid rate.
These kids are going to come in whether we build a new school or not, and all they're doing is taking rooms that are already overcrowded and filling them to the brim.
This growth is coming, and with it, the need to ensure that we continue providing the high quality educational experience our families expect and deserve.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hey folks, this is Zach May, the General Manager of the Mid-America Ag Network. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for your support over the years, and because of you, we've been the leading ag network for nearly 50 years. With coverage across the state of Kansas and into Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, farmers have relied on us to deliver accurate agriculture reports, news, and sport. With spring here and summer right around the corner, more people are listening to the radio than ever, and we can help deliver your message. Feel free to reach out to me at 316-721-8484 to see what the Mid-America Ag Network can do for your business.
For over 38 years, Truck Stuff has been improving the suspension on trucks, Jeeps, and SUVs. We have several brands to choose from, like Metal Cook, Rough Country, Superlift, Carly, and more. Lift it, lower it, or level it. Truck Stuff does it all, and with an in-house alignment machine and the only certified Yukon Master Technician in the state, we can upgrade your gears at the same time. Looking good and riding good at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has officially announced after her latest news release that the Trump administration in Washington, D.C. has terminated more than $30 million in different health care grants that were coming here to the state of Kansas, where she says it will result in the loss of dozens of jobs and leaving communities without service around the Mid-America region. As according to the Trump administration, they had terminated abruptly the, quote, unilateral termination of more than $33 million in grants that support health care and mental health issues in the Sunflower State after the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has announced that they will be getting rid of more than 56 different positions and health posts that leave communities across the state without access to some critical services. As a statement from Governor Kelly, she said the Trump administration's abrupt and unilateral funding cuts will have severe and imminent consequences for the health, safety, and quality of life of Kansans across the state, especially in rural communities. She goes on to say that the cuts come at a time when Kansas is in the midst of fighting two different outbreaks of tuberculosis and measles.
Sun, fun, and tires that keep up with your best adventures. Get ready for summer Michelin style. Now through June 17th, get up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with qualifying purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. See MichelinMan.com for details. Offer expires June 17th, 2025. See your dealer for more details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A near $43 million apartment project in the Omaha, Nebraska area has now turned into an archaeological dig site after individuals say that they unearthed many unexpected remnants of what they say was an old dairy factory that had distributed milk to doorsteps via horse-drawn wagons. As among some of the surprises, according to Nebraska Examiner, they say they have found different things, including a mysterious tunnel, an intact ice cream bottle lid that spilled out when the vault was struck, an entire foundation of a brick building. According to the project leaders, they say it was a near $43 million project that was expected to open the apartment complex in 2027, but is now buoyed by the $6.5 million in public tax increment financing, saying that it will help develop local jobs in the area. The construction of the project was controversial already from the get-go after using property tax revenue from the community in order to build the project. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 12th Road in East Marysville garnered attention at Monday night's city council meeting as a bid was approved to return the section south of U.S. 36 to Kyle Road to gravel. 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads have been a concern for years. Councilman Jeff Keating, who lives in that neighborhood, expressed frustration.
So we got to be serious about this.
Absolutely.
I mean, we can't keep kicking this can down the road, and we can't say, well, we only own part of it. We need to work with the city or with the county and the township. The residents out there should have a decent way to get to their properties. It's in our best interest to get the other 19 lots filled with homes because we all like our sales tax money coming in here and our property tax money coming in here. And the closest thing we have to lots in this community, that moderate income housing, is there. We obviously are not promoting the infill housing within town. I mean, we're not doing it.
Keating pointed out that sales tax proceeds after completion of the levy were spoken towards street improvements and shared his concern the city would still be buying gravel another 5 years if nothing else is done. He urged the mayor and city administrator to further a dialogue with Marshall County commissioners who share control of 12th Road and other business at Monday's meeting. A $1.3 million bid for the 15th Street storm sewer project was approved unanimously. Washington City Council moved forward on a 3-2 vote to allow raising chickens within city limits. The matter had prompted discussion with concerns expressed that controlling dogs was already a challenge. Marianne Cromie and Amy Anderson voted against the measure, which will take effect after formal approval of the ordinance. High school graduations continue this weekend with 18 seniors at Centralia. Commencement is Saturday at 10:30. Frankfort with 19 seniors. Commencement at noon Saturday. Valley Heights will graduate 29 Saturday at 2. Diller Odell has 17, also Saturday at 2. And Southern with 29 seniors. Commencement is Saturday at 5. Sunday graduation at Washington County at 2 with 24 seniors. And finally, Marysville Sunday at 2:30 will graduate 58.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Mary Catherine Hatfield, age 78, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville with a visitation from noon until 2. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Catherine Hatfield. Services for Mary Rise, age 73, of Greeley, Colorado, who passed away February 13, are planned Saturday, May 17, with a mass at 10:30 at St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Burial, St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mary Rice.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey tetrazzini, French bread, salad, and cinnamon applesauce. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, green beans, and apricots. KNDY News Time 7:13.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny and breezy today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Westerly winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine by Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower 80s. Some rain showers are possible throughout Saturday night. overnight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout the day Monday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue throughout Monday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And more rain showers are likely throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May 76, record high on this date 94, the average low 54, and the record low 29 degrees. Sunset this evening 8:33, sunrise in the morning at 6:14. It's 59 degrees with sunny skies this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 15th of May. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
It takes four to win in the postseason. Or three. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Defending NBA champion Celtics had their backs to the wall last night, but they hit a franchise record tying 22 three-pointers, beat the Knicks by 25. 127-102. Derek White, 34 points in the win as Boston staves off elimination.
I mean, our back's against the wall. It's win or go home at this moment, so none of us want to go home. And so we understand that it's only going to get tougher. We haven't done anything yet. Just got to find a way to go to New York and win a game.
Boston wins Game 5. Knicks still lead the series 3-2. New York hosts Game 6 tomorrow on Friday. There will not be a Game 6 for the Wolves and Warriors. Minnesota with an 11-point win in Game 5 last night. 121-110. They take the series in 5. Timberwolves now await the winner of the Thunder Nuggets series. Hockey also seeing a series end in 5. Oilers get a series-clinching goal in overtime and eliminate Vegas. 1-0 the final last night. It took overtime before anyone scores. That was not the case in the East. Panthers roll over Toronto with a 6-1 win. Worst home playoff loss for the Maple Leafs since 2002. Panthers with a 3-2 series lead. Baseball: Twins sweep a doubleheader from Baltimore. Minnesota has a 10-game win streak. Nationals beat the Braves to snap a 7-game losing streak. Pirates shut out the Mets 4-0. Dodgers score 5 in the 8th to pull away from the A's for a 9-3 win. Diamondbacks hold off the Giants 8-7. Ketel Marte with a pair of home runs. Marlins also get a pair.
0-2 pitch. Stowers hits one deep again down the right field line. You got Tucker looking up, and that one is gone. A multi-homer day for Stowers.
Stowers with a pair of homers. Marlins beat the Cubs 3-1. Tigers winning their last at-bat. They walk off the Red Sox 6-5. Aaron Judge, home run number 15. Yankees beat Seattle 3-2. NFL schedules are out. Kansas City, Dallas, Washington, all with 8 standalone games.
The best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion & More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, tomorrow. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In the market for a used pickup, priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2023 Ford F-150 XLT Sport Package, a 2022 Silverado 1500 Custom, 2021 Silverado 3500 HD. It's a one-owner priced under $40,000 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After the S&P posted its third consecutive daily gain, stock futures overnight pointed to a lower start to today's session. Standard & Poor's picked up a 0.1% Wednesday, while the NASDAQ added 0.7. The Dow Jones slipped 89 points, but was still above 42,000 at the close. Dick's Sporting Goods is closing in on an agreement to buy Foot Locker for $2.3 billion, or about $24 per share. Wall Street Journal says the deal could be finalized as early as today. The cost-cutting measures at Amazon will cost another 100 employees in the company's devices and services division their jobs. That unit includes the Alexa voice assistant, Echo hardware, and Ring video doorbells. A new dress code went into effect this week at Starbucks, and a workers' union says 1,200 of its members have walked off the job in protest. The company has promised to provide the newly required black tops, but some workers say their shirts haven't arrived. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we start off a Thursday to you. Good pre-Friday celebration. Markets opening up here in just a little bit as we kick off another day. Yesterday we wrapped up with things kind of mixed, but mostly lower really across the board for the grains, lower in the livestock. We'll see if that trend continues on after losing some of the gains that we've seen earlier in the week. But it seemed like pretty steady yesterday as corn was lingering right at that. Not a lot of movement overall one way or the other. July corn finishing yesterday a quarter cent lower at 445 and a quarter. The May corn was unchanged. Sitting at 438 and a half a cent, about off the board for the May corn there. In the wheat market, we saw some slightly higher numbers for the wheat. July Kansas City wheat up by 2 cents at 525, even a bushel. The May was off the board at 509 and a quarter of a cent there. In the oats market, July oats finished slightly higher up by a penny at 339 and three quarters. The May oats were up 377 and a quarter of a cent. Over in the soybeans, we saw some red there yesterday. A lot of losses, losing some of the gains from earlier in the week. July beans were down by 10 and three quarter cent at 1067 even a bushel. The May was off the board and unchanged at 1067 even as well. Soybean meal for July, that was up $4.50 at 296.40. The May was sitting at 285.40. And the soybean oil for July was in the red, $2.53 at 49.79. The May was off the board as well at 51.62. Real quick in your canola market, we wrapped up yesterday for a Wednesday with July canola down $13.70 at 707.80. May was sitting at 708 and a half. Cotton market was mixed, with July down 11 cents at 65.37. The December cotton was in the green by 7 pennies at 68 and 32 cents. We'll see what's in store for us when markets open up today for a Thursday in just a bit. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Precipitation in April and May often indicates forage availability for the rest of the year, according to research from Hays, Kansas, which can impact a cow's productivity. With spring calving herds preparing to rebreed right now, K-State beef reproduction specialist Sandy Johnson explains why having enough forage is important to getting cattle bred.
Think about transitioning from whatever their winter program onto some type of grazing situation, and as at times with our calving season and breeding season, hopefully those cows are in good body condition score at calving, and we are maintaining that body condition after calving and into that breeding season. But what can happen is if we kind of overestimate how much grass is out there or how much rain we might get early, we may not have as much forage as we want to. And usually the quality is okay, but there's just not enough quantity, so they're out working hard to get it, and if you tried to bring them some hay, they'd probably ignore it, but they might not get enough energy because they're working hard for these nice little green pieces that they are fine. From a cow energy standpoint, that could have them kind of going backwards from their energy status, and delay when they start cycling, and depending on, you know, how that turns out, maybe it rains the next day and we get more grass, or maybe it doesn't rain. We think it's going to rain and we're still waiting and waiting. You know, that can certainly impact the rebreeding performance of those females.
Johnson discusses the role of palatability in supplementation.
What they would need is energy, and it would have to be tasty energy, because I've never tried high quality alfalfa on grazing cattle to see if they would eat it. But I know a lot of times in the spring, and you're trying, you still have them in kind of a trap and you're feeding them, you know, some forage sorghum hay, and they can chase this little green stuff. You see them eat less and less of that, and you know that it's unlikely they're getting the quantity they need, but trying to get them to eat the forage that you're normally bringing, you know, they're not doing that.
She lists possible energy sources for cattle.
We need to supplement with something, a tasty energy supply, and that would be something like distiller's grains or something in a range cube type of thing to get some added energy. But we'd hope to not have to go there. But, you know, some type of lick tub protein supplement, that's, you know, that's not going to fix the problem. It's energy, which is pounds.
That was K-State beef reproduction specialist Sandy Johnson on providing cattle additional energy. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today. Over the the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Shorter run of cattle, they do have over 500 head of early consignment listings. Sale time 11 a.m. The early consignments include 30 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, with another 20 in that range. 80 crossbred steers and heifers, 4.5 to 550. 80 black steers and heifers, 450 to 650, another 14 in that range. 7 black heifers weighing 4 to 6, 25 black steers, 5 to 6. 8 black and white face steers weighing 5 to 6. 60 black steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 23 mixed steers and heifers weigh 7 to 7 and a quarter. 62 black and red steers and heifers weigh 750 to 9. 64 black heifers, 8 to 8 and a quarter. 15 black and Charolais steers, 850 pounds. 60 black steers, 875 to 9. Those early consignment listings sale today, 11 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
You might assume that vegetables are more nutritious when eaten raw, and you would often be wrong. It's all about veggies that benefit from being cooked, from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 15th, the 135th day of the year. Football player Emmitt Smith and baseball player George Brett share a birthday. Vegetables pack the most nutritional punch when eaten raw, right? Well, not always. There are some vegetables that are healthier when cooked. Consider asparagus. Cooking breaks down cell walls in the plant, making it easier for our body to absorb its nutrients. Likewise, compared to raw, cooked carrots have higher levels of beta-carotene. Mushrooms provide few benefits when uncooked. Cooking releases compounds that enhance our immune system. With other veggies, you'll want to weigh the trade-offs. Cooking tomatoes, for example, releases lycopene, but reduces the vitamin C content. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 59 degrees, sunny skies. Cooler weather moved in overnight. We'll look for cooler temps, although still above seasonal highs. In the low to mid-80s today, around 80 Friday, then ranging in the 70s Saturday and Sunday. Got a chance of rain Sunday into Monday. Some of its severe storms could develop Monday into Tuesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas City Royals wrapped up their three-game series against the Houston Astros last night with losing by 1.4-3, wrapping up that three-game series, going 1-3 by only winning game number one by 7-5 victory. It's a day off today for the Kansas City Royals before they head back home to Kauffman Stadium, taking on the Arizona Cardinals with a three-game series starting on Friday through Sunday. Friday's first pitch coming up at 6:40. After the series that they've had, they continue to be in that number three slot for the American League Central, essentially tied with the Cleveland Guardians, both having 25 wins on the board. The Royals, however, having 20 losses, the Guardians only having 18. Coming up for the next series, the Cardinals are sitting number two in the National League Central, just behind the Cleveland Cubs with an overall record of 24-20. The Detroit Tigers are right now are sitting still in that number one slot for the American League Central at 29-15. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Valley Heights Mustang baseball team split a pair opening 1-2A regional competition, defeating Blue Valley 9-8. In a play-in game, then Valley Heights ended their season falling to top seed Frankfurt 16-1 in the late game. Frankfurt advances to face Centralia, an 11-4 winner versus Onega, while Mission Valley and Rossville advance on the bottom of the bracket. Next round action, Frankfurt-Centralia at Rossville, 2 o'clock on Monday.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call.
to get the job done. B&D Building, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call. B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome into the TVL Rundown. Max Blasky back in the hot seat again. As always, Jeff Wirtz along with me. Jeff, I missed a couple weeks there worth of TVL action, so I'm going to leave it off to you here real quick. What got missed? What did I miss out? What's been interesting while I've been gone?
Well, we had terrific golf action this past week. We've had track. Tracksters just absolutely going crazy. Max, it's been a fun couple of weeks in the TVL. I hate that you missed it because we've had a lot of great athletic performances.
We're going to start on that track, Jeff, coming up today, later today at Washington, 3 p.m. start time for TVL track. I know we were talking a little bit beforehand. Not only are you going to be there, so of course, pay attention to your social on those updates, but who are you looking forward to having a good meet on? Maybe, I don't want to say their last track meet of the year, but you know, the last league one of the season.
Well, I think you have a plethora of different athletes that can really step up. The ones I'm looking for, the actual relay team, some throwers that have just, we know what Jesse Hoover has done over and over and over again. I look for her to have a big day as well. At this point in the season, it's all the familiars, but when you get to lead, it seems like it ramps up a little bit, and you see some athlete that just gets a little bit more fire and performs at their best. I think we're going to see PRs like great coming up in Washington. And come by and say hi to me. I'm always happy to see people come by and say hi, and you know, it's a fun day.
You had another opportunity this last past week to go up to TVL Golf that was held at the beautiful Washington County Golf Course. Washington County boys come away with the first place finish. Onega boys second, Centralia third, and Hanover fourth are your top four at TVL Golf this year. But Jeff, with you being there, you talked about the finish between the top two finishers, Monty Huckett and Jaden DeWalt. Talk a little bit about how TVL Golf ran down.
Well, just one stroke between these two. Monty Huckett would come back in the later holes and get the one stroke victory over Jaden DeWalt. We, going into the last few holes, kind of knew that these two were the front runners for this, but they brought it down to the wire. And congratulations to Monty Huckett. He was able to perform well in the back nine, and he earned that victory.
Congratulations to both of them on a successful season. Of course, Valley Heights will be at their regional golf tournament May 19th at Horton. Meanwhile, a majority of TVL teams will be over at Centralia on May 20th, including Centralia, Frankfort, Hanover, Lynn, Onega, and Washington County for their last chance to punch their ticket, hopefully, to a state round. Speaking of some postseason baseball, it's going to be happening coming up next Monday out at Rossville. Jeff, this was a Frankfort team last year that was, if our memory serves, I was there, was one win away from a state berth, and they have another opportunity this year to get through this bracket. What's going to be your overall thoughts for this Frankfort team going into postseason and those other TVL teams, too, as well?
Well, you know, the memory for us maybe fades a little bit about what happened last year, but the memory for this Frankfort team is right there. They have that thought, that game in the back of their head, and that makes them very, very dangerous. I think that's going to just be absolutely tremendous when we see it coming up.
And like we said a little bit earlier, at the time of recording, don't have all the scores, and especially with TVL track going on today. So as always, Jeff, where can people find updates of everything going on in the league?
As always, head over to social media, both Facebook and at TVL Sports Spotlight on Facebook, and then I will have recap as well on TVLSpotlight.com, a full podcast coming up later this week.
And that'll close out this week's edition of the TVL Rundown. We'll be back next week with another episode before spring sports winds down.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
KNDY.